That's the sound of a standing ovation given on a cold October night in Middlebury. The audience, some of whom were attending their first concert since the pandemic began, had just witnessed the New England premiere of a new piece of music. A standing witness is the result of a collaboration between some of the country's finest artists. To provide the text, composer Richard Danielpour enlisted Pulitzer Prize-winning former U.S. Poet Laureate Rita Dove.
I believe that poetry has the ability to make language musical, the ability to exploit that musicality of language. And that played in such an important role in the writing of these pieces, A Standing Witness.
Rita Dove is also a classically trained cellist and an accomplished dancer, all of which contributes to her writing.
When you're an artist, everything that you do in life, whether it's connected to the art itself or not, has a bearing on how you interpret and use that art.
A Standing Witness is an hour-long song cycle comprised of 15 testimonies for mezzo-soprano and chamber ensemble. The song cycle connects pivotal moments in American history from the 1968 assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. to the present-day COVID-19 pandemic.
Those linkages almost happened automatically. I mean, I was so immersed in each of these events, but then the ramifications of them, the echoes that would happen both sides, that's the way the history ran. I did hope that by connecting all of these events, that an audience would be made aware of the interconnectedness of all of these events, from the historical ones, from the ones that that particular person may never have experienced or lived through, all the way to the present. The consequences of what has happened in 1968 are even still being felt today. I'm hoping that it will help those who are younger be able to see that there are seeds there as well that have grown into their lives. It will open their hearts to hear it. It may break their hearts too.
Award-winning international mezzo-soprano Susan Graham took center stage as the work's titular unnamed witness. I spoke to Susan about her impressions of the piece, which was written specifically for her voice.
It's powerful, it's immediate, it's an emotional immediacy because the music is written so compellingly, the poetry hits you right in the solar plexus. It's an incredibly complex piece of music. We started realizing the emotional scope of this journey. We all felt the pride and honor of having this story to tell. The power of these songs is how it hits the listener. I feel like I've been tasked with being truthful. Some of them are hard truths. The last phrase of the piece is, "Who among you is willing to listen?"
A Standing Witness was a commission from Music from Copeland House, an organization that champions the writing of new music. Board member Larry Blumberg made the journey up to Vermont to attend the New England premiere, and we'll head now to the Mahaney Arts Center.
The poetry is very moving, and the music, the whole setting is quite wonderful. And I'm just really excited to be here to see the realization of something that we at Copeland House, among others, have worked on for such a long time.
With its cautionary tales of the dangers of allowing history to repeat itself, I was curious about the impact A Standing Witness would have on younger generations, those who did not live through many of the events outlined in the work, people like recent Middlebury College graduate Dylan Healy.
Hearing these things that I knew happened and had learned about in a history book and its impact, hearing it in the context of music and the raw emotion that really brought it to the forefront for me, and especially when it got to events that I have lived through, was like almost nostalgia, sadness of, wow, yes, this is like a processing moment almost.
Also in attendance was first-year Middlebury student Samuel Medina.
I thought it was just breathtaking. The music and the vocals like worked together so well with the content of the poems. It's one thing to read about these kind of topics, but what this specific piece did is really capture the emotion behind these certain events. The phrase "history repeats itself," it's often used, but it's very, there's truth to it, yeah. I'm part of this youthful age of protest that they touch upon in some of the later poems, and I really felt the sentiments.
A Standing Witness has the potential to become one of the most influential compositions of this century. The audience at the Mahaney Arts Center had the great privilege of standing witness to one of its earliest performances.